Shulchem, with everyone's permission, we are unfortunately still in Galut, and hopefully we'll try to get to the end of Galut.
Vehen emet. Okay.
Today's shiur is dedicated to the Nishmah Malka bat Shalinus, Chana bat Shemuel, Yosef ben Nisan, Tamar bat Mashiach, Tzivya bat Mashiach, Shlomo ben Eliyahu, Liara bat Yitzchak, Ruach Hashem Dinechen Abagan Eden. And Pele Yoetz has been telling us about different areas that the Jewish people were in Galut. So he said,
Devorah bat Moshe.
So Devorah bat Moshe, Ruach Hashem Dinechen Abagan Eden. In Europe, so Pele Yoetz was not a fan of Europe. Because
we can see that.
Because he said,
you don't like Italy? That's it.
Because the country is too free. It's too free, and because it's too free, the Jewish people in those countries were not given the authority to judge themselves. So he said the sexual promiscuity is rampant over there, and people are shaving with straight edges, with blades, and people can choose or not choose to follow religion without a court enforcing any part of the Torah. But in the Muslim countries, the Muslims wanted the Jews to judge themselves. So the Muslims gave the Jewish leadership and the Chachamim the power to imprison, the power to punish, whatever they wanted, whatever they needed to do. But they said, we don't want to deal with the Jewish community. They didn't want it. They said, you take care of yourself and pay us taxes. That's all they wanted. They made heavy taxes on the Jewish community as a whole. But outside of that, you take care of your own and you do whatever is necessary. But because of that, he said, in the Muslim countries, the Chachamim had the power to enforce the Torah to the extent that they were able to, and the Jews in general were more God-fearing, in Pele Yoetz's observation. His observation, in general, the Jews were more God-fearing. So now we're continuing. He says, "V'hen emet sheha." And yes, it's true. Sheha isha sherehu yare et Hashem ine orav. If you know yourself to be a God-fearing Jew, from the days of your youth, Baruch Hashem, you had a good education, a good Jewish education, and you always knew to follow the Torah and the ways of Hashem. Yimta ezer kenegdoliot over Elohim be'are Edom. You might find a claim to yourself where you say, you know, I have a reason why I want to live in Europe. I have a reason why I want to live in the free country as opposed to in Muslim. Why? Ki yesh et lechol chevetz me'en davar matrid. Because there is no extra burden or stress on me, even if I want to worship God, even if I want to worship Hashem. And in the Muslim countries, we pointed out, a lot of times the Muslim authorities, and there's a lot of corruption in the Arab countries, in the Muslim...
And
very often, even against justice, and against a person did nothing wrong, and they get thrown in jail, and they get into all kinds of trouble. They get killed, even they didn't hesitate to kill somebody.
The World War. You're talking about
he's talking
ago.
200 years ago. He's saying all of this.
How did he even have such detailed information on what Europe's like?
I'm saying he was I'm saying he was between Bulgaria and Turkey. Like he was there, really on the border. Like they, and he was answering questions, and he was getting shield from both sides, and he was very involved in both. So he says, "Ki yesh ed lechol chevetz ve'en davar matrid." I rotze liot overet Hashem. I want to worship Hashem. Yachol le'ovdo bechol makom. I can do it anywhere. It's a free country, right? So nothing is holding me back. I have religious freedom. I have religious freedom as well. I have non-religious freedom, but I also have religious freedom. So v'liot nishmar mikol davar ra. I can guard myself from. I can choose to avoid the promiscuity. I can choose to, you know, to
be
to,
part of it.
Yes, right. I can choose to not be part of it, and I can choose to be part of the and no one's going to stop me with that either, because they let us live. It's a religiously free country. So v'sham nikar ha'oved me'ava. He says, and so what's my claim? My claim is that shows that I am worshiping Hashem out of love. Right, because I have
because I choose.
And in the Muslim countries, like I'm forced, or more forced. It's not that you don't know it, but you're more forced. But in a free country, Right? I can show my free will and that I'm worshiping Hashem totally out of love. Why? Because every sin that I want to do is available to me if I want to engage in it, and I don't do it and I prevent myself from doing it. Why? Only out of love and fear of Hashem. So
we were okay growing up in Italy. It was not so bad.
So maybe it's okay. But he says, Afal Picha, and nonetheless, Ra'ui La'adam Shelo Likbo'a Dirato Sham. If you were to ask my advice, don't live there. It's not a good place to live. Why? Because Ad Rabba Ra'ui Lishadel Yuchal Akoa Dirato Misham, better to leave. Even if you know about yourself, and you say, I'm a God-fearing Jew, I'm not going to have any trouble, I'm not going to get myself into the wrong places. Who can guarantee that your children are going to be like you? How do you know that your children are going to be tzaddikim just like you are? It's incredible.
About being able to
stay above the influences.
Doesn't get easy,
right? So, he says, and if in the future generations your children leave the path, your grandchildren leave the path, maybe you're a little bit at fault for that. Because you chose to live in this country. Because you didn't find the right place to live. And now here is his pitch for, this is his plug for Turkey. Right? At least come to Turkey. Before they become rebellious. Before your children and grandchildren become rebellious, come to Turkey. Is because there's another illness also in the European cities. Shemelamdim ebneim chokhmot chitzoniyot chokhmot hafilosofia hanimshachim achareihem minim veepikorsim. He says they send them to secular universities, and the sciences in the secular universities, and they call it the philosophia, the philosophy and the science, but it always had an anti-religious agenda. It always had a secular agenda to it. It was never purely. It was always an anti-God agenda. Not every university, but a person who he's honest with his pursuit of science will become more religious as he learns more science. As he learns more about the world, he becomes closer to God. He becomes amazed by Hashem's creation and the depth with which Hashem created the world. But the universities, they have a secular agenda.
They want to find a way to say that it's not Hashem.
They present it as if it's pure and as if we're just following, but there's a secular agenda to it. And therefore, the Chachamim, they were very, very cautious about the secular universities. It's about them, Ne'emar, says, and sometimes about them, it says, Kol be'ad lo yishuvun. Someone goes there, and they don't come back.
It's a one-way street.
It's a one-way. V'hen emet, she'amu rabotenu zel, and yes, it's true, something that our Chachamim said. Our Chachamim had a beautiful, beautiful line in Masechet Sota. So there's a story in Melachim, there's a background to this. There's a story in Melachim that Elisha went to the city of Yericho because they had problems, because their water wasn't good, and they tell Elisha, they said, you know, the city is good. The city is good. He said, it's just the water is bad, and the land is desolate, and there's all kinds of, there's problems with the land, there's problems with the water, but the city is good. So the Gemara says, what are they talking about? What do you mean the city is good? The water is bad. The land is bad. Everything is bad. How could the city be good? So Chachamim said, Chen makom al yoshevav. He said, people love the place they live.
That's what they live there. Any which way it comes.
When a person lives in a certain place for a certain time, it says they love that place. How many of our grandparents, they had to escape and run away from Iran, but still they love Iran. Still they love Iran.
Would they go back now? That's the question.
So, v'hakol miflaot emim deim, he says, and this is the wonders of Hashem, that Hashem created us in this way. Asher pizar natan, he said, ishu b'komar hem achonim. Hashem spread out all the Jews all over the world. Well, mikol makom, he says, still, ha'ish asher nifkechu enav, a person's eyes are open. V'natan lev levare makom ha'melid yashev, open your eyes and look at, where is a good place to live? Where are my children going to grow up? with a Jewish background, with a Jewish education, following the right way. And where do I have the highest chance that my children and grandchildren follow the Torah? Yes, yecholet v'yado la'akor birato. He says, if you're able to uproot the place that you live and go to that place, and go to the place that's best for your children and grandchildren. Yivrach lo, it says, run away, v'yivchar, and choose makom hayoter tov, choose the better place. Those are all avodah Hashem yitbarach. For your children and grandchildren, serve Hashem. Yeah, come to the Mashali. V'ra'ui, and he says, and it's worthwhile, lanu, afilo b'makom sheyesh chayur b'chosh b'chosh. He says, this is a strong point here. And he says, even in a place where you have openness and freedom, and you say, you know what, I want to live this in this place, it's because I don't want to be tortured, I don't want to be in a place. I like an open and free place. So he says that, and I can worship Hashem, and I'm going to worship Hashem, and I'll bring my grandchildren that way. But he says, "La'akir ba'atzmenu she'anu shfuim duim uskufim." Realize that we are still guests in these countries.
It's not our country.
Are still strangers in these countries. We are still under their rulership. He says we're still under the rulership of slaves, meaning we're still under the rulership of goyim, and under the rulership
everything.
Of strangers. And let me give you my advice to all of the Jews living in the free countries who believe
America.
All of the Jews who really believe America. That they're free. What does he say? He says, don't walk proud with brand name clothes. Don't build yourself luxurious homes that people are going to look at. He says, don't throw extravagant parties. Don't make your music too loud from your musical instruments. So even if you can afford it, Hashem blessed you and you're able to afford it, don't show that to the goyim. Don't let the goyim see the wealth that you've acquired. He says, you don't understand how jealous they get. The goyim have jealousy. You think the Jews have jealousy? The goyim have jealousy.
Tenfold more.
It's amazing. He said this 200 years ago. Shemekanim umot ha'olam al Israel. He says they have jealousy towards us. Ve'ameat sheroim techshachnem. Even the little amount they see, their eyes blacken. Mereod. Ve'nidme lahem arbe. He says, and they imagine a lot. They have delusions. They even see a small amount of Jewish wealth and they think it's
the whole world.
they own the whole world. He was saying this before the Holocaust. He was saying this. He says, because we already went through it and we already suffered it. Right. Be modest. Don't show your wealth everywhere. When you build a home, on the outside, make it look like you're building a sukkah. Don't make it look like you're building an extravagant home. He says, and the truth is, even from other Jews, it's better to from Marit Ayin, stay away from Ayin Hara, that people shouldn't be jealous of you. But Goyim as well, especially. He says, you don't know what Ayin Hara causes. And Ayin Hara is not just a spiritual thing. People do things when they get jealous, and you start to realize you thought that you're living in a free country. You think you're living in a free country. The goyim start looking at you in a certain way. They start to become jealous. And then they start to show you you're really a guest and you're really a stranger. He says, and it's known. He says, look at the history. How many pogroms, how many inquisitions, how many slaughters, how many tortures, how many persecutions the Jewish people went through in all the generations. How come? Mahmat kin ata goyim. Because the goyim were jealous of the Jewish people and their wealth. Why? Mitoch shelo ayu nizharim. Because they weren't careful. Shelo lihitraot. Kamuva be'abravenel. They weren't careful not to show too much. Don't show, don't live an extravagant life. Don't show your brand names and your luxurious buildings and your fancy parties. Don't do it in front of the goyim. Shebichlal ken nikra shemo Abravenel. Why did they call him Abravenel? Abravenel was he was the head of the treasury. He was the finance minister of Spain. of Spain in its glory. Of Spain in its glory. Hayal Yishtot Haba'a Tova. She had a special ring that everybody could see. Ad Shekol Rea Amru, Bravo Anilia. Bravo Anilia. Bravo Anilia. It was some incredibly fancy stone that she had on her ring. It says, Beitze Garam Gerush Sfarad. It caused the Goyim became jealous of the finance minister of Abravanel, and right after that, Spanish Inquisition. That's where the Spanish Inquisition came from. Yaakov Avinu Amar Levanav, already in the Torah, Yaakov Avinu gave this advice to his sons when they were going down to Egypt. Lama titrao, says, don't show your wealth. I'm sending you down with gifts to the king. Says, each one go in a different gate. Don't let them see that you're all together. Don't let them see the Jewish wealth. Says, keep it to yourself. Keep it on the inside. You have it. You want to spend? Spend. I didn't say don't spend, but don't show it to everybody. Keep it. Keep it to yourself and to your family. Okay? Unbelievable.
Incredible.
Shabbat shalom and barach.